We'd like to bring on someone that Rider Nation has an abundance of love and respect for, and deservedly so. It's been a while since we've done our alumni segment of the show, so who better to bring on than former Rider head coach, Grey Cup winning offensive coordinator, and currently an offensive consultant with the Montreal Alouettes, Mr. Ken Miller. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be back on.
Now, what made you come back to the CFL with the Montreal Alouettes as an offensive consultant?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but about a month ago, I was talking with Craig Dickinson, you know, the special teams coach with the Riders, and we had exchanged some information and emails. And on a parting email that I wrote, I said I missed being in the mix. And then, lo and behold, about 3 weeks ago, my wife and I in Asheville, North Carolina, we were returning home from a hardware store, and I had a phone call. I didn't answer it because I was driving, but when I got home, I answered, and it was Kavis Reed. And Kavis, as you know, he said, the coach, he said, I want to think about a way to have you come up and help us out. And as you know, Kavis was a special teams coach for me back in about 2009 or something with the Riders. And a good friend. And when a friend in need calls, you answer the call. So it's a combination of missing being in the mix and then coming up here to see if I can't do something to help Kavis get this organization, moving along smoothly.
Now, speaking of that, Darian Durant struggled quite a bit this season. What's wrong with him?
Well, it's hard to pinpoint right now. It's a new system and new coaches and a new environment and all those kinds of things. Plus, I think that there has been some injury issues along the way that has kept him from performing at his very best.
Now, with your role with the Alouettes, how much input do you have with the team right now?
Well, I'm here and I give advice when asked. I don't have a lot of authority, but the coaches here are really quite open, and I'm able to talk with coaches individually. I'm able to talk with players individually and talk with them about schemes and techniques and those kinds of things. And so it's a limited role, but I think it's an important role.
Now, when you discuss this with Kavis Reed, did you guys decide it was going to be like a long-term thing, or how long do you plan on sticking around in Montreal?
When I first accepted the thing, I thought that I'd be able to come up here and maybe sprinkle a little pixie dust around and just have magic occur, and that I'd be up here until about U.S. Thanksgiving. But I certainly plan on being here until the end of the season.
Now, before you joined the Alouettes, what was keeping you busy in your retirement?
Well, I had just really had gotten back from a 5 months situation in Italy. I had gone over there and coached American football in northern Italy and really had a great time. So I had gone over there with Adam Rita, who was the former GM when I was a coach in Toronto with the Argonauts.
Now, going back to your time in Saskatchewan, kind of take us through it. What was your take on your time here?
You know, my wife and I, we love the city. We love Saskatoon. Actually, we love the province, and we love the people there. And really, for both of us, it was really probably the highlight of our lives to have lived there in Regina, and certainly the highlight of my life, coaching career, to have the opportunity, first of all, to be the offensive coordinator in 2007 with Kent Austin, and then to become the head coach. Really, it was a dream come true and a fanciful kind of a thing that turned out really well.
Was there one thing above all others that kind of stuck out that you're never going to forget when it comes to your time in Saskatchewan?
You know, the players who I referred to all the time as the men, the men in the room, they were so cooperative and helpful and really wanted to be successful and were really easy to coach. But the relationship that I had with those players, those men, you know, the those are really the things that are fulfilling for me.
No, actually, that kind of leads into the next question I have for you here. A lot of the your former players say that you were almost like a father to them. Did you ever approach the team like that, though?
Well, I don't know about as being a father. I know sometimes they even referred to me as being a grandfather and was called Grandpa, maybe behind my back a little bit. But certainly, one of my objectives was, in addition to providing structure and trying to win football games, was to provide an environment where I was able to give advice, you know, just from a life perspective, to help help the players there, who all of them really develop skills that would be beneficial with their families and in their careers beyond football.
Now, kind of going off of that as well, I don't want to talk too much about, obviously, 2009 and the 13th man, but I want to talk about a little bit the aftermath on that. How did you deal with the players then on how to go forward with their careers and their lives after something like that happened?
Well, you know, that was really a devastating loss for us. And as I explained to media at the time and have explained to a lot of people in speaking engagement since, you know, when you win in football, you win as a team. When you lose in football, you lose as a team. And so everybody was trying to find out who the extra player was. And really, there is no purpose in that because of that close-knit family that we had of a team. Once you start laying blame and trying to find a scapegoat, it really erodes the team and the belief that that people have in the team. So we just took that as a lesson that for whatever reason it wasn't meant for us to win that particular football game. We had a lot of things in place to prevent what happened that happened, but it happened nonetheless. And so the idea is that as you strive for excellence, if you fall short, the thing that you do is you get up and you find a way to continue to persevere and achieve excellence in another endeavor, and on another play, in another game, in another season.
Now, I think we've kind of gone over the 13th man enough here. We want to flip the script a little bit. What would you say is your favorite career highlight? Not necessarily just Saskatchewan, but over your career as a whole.
Well, when I first went to the University of Redlands, I coached with a man whose name was Frank Sorreo, and he really changed my demeanor, I changed my demeanor under his leadership, I should say. You know, at one time I was kind of a screamer and a yeller, but when I was with him, he had a tendency to talk with meaning and concern and less volume, and I found that when you talk with a little less volume, a little bit more purpose, that people have a tendency to listen better to you. So that was really one of the great highlights. And then certainly the Grey Cup in 2007 was a great highlight. And even though we didn't win in 9 and 10, those are still prime examples in my life for me of highlights.
I'm not going to lie, I'm having a hard time picturing Ken Miller as a screamer and a yeller.
At one time, I was referred to as the meanest man in America. So
that's, you should see the look on our faces right now, because I don't know if we believe that. It's just so hard to believe.
Like I said, I amended my ways, and the thing that I found is that when you talk respectfully and keep your voice down, that when something occurs and you do raise your voice, people have a tendency to pay a lot more attention.
Now, this question doesn't necessarily pertain to football. It can, but could also be on the outside world as well. What in your life would you say you are most proud of?
You know, I think I'm really proud of my family, the influence that I've had with my family, you know, my wife, my children, and our grandchildren. But along with that, I think that, you know, having begun coaching in 1966 and now still coaching here in 2017, I think that I've had an opportunity to have tremendous influence over numerous players and players' families.
Now, I know when we started setting up this interview, you were traveling in Italy at the time. You've done a lot of traveling in your time. What's your favorite destination that you've traveled to, and what made it kind of the best?
You know, one of my favorite places, in 2014, I coached the offensive line in Cedar City, Utah for Southern Utah University, and that was a tremendous place. We were just a short drive from Zion National Park, and all of the beauty that is in that part of the country. But while we were in Italy, I went to Venice, and a lot of people have said that they don't like Venice when they were there, but I absolutely loved and adored Venice. It was a great place, and part of the reason, I think, is because it was the home base for Marco Polo, who had such a historical impact in traversing the Silk Road and all that sort of thing. So I'd say those things.
Now, before we let you go, I'll leave this last comment to you. Do you have any words for the Rider fans here in Saskatchewan?
You know, I'd love the Rider fans in Saskatchewan, and it just so happens that on the day that the Alouettes play in Regina, play the Rough Riders in Regina, that I'm going to be doing a fundraising event in Saskatoon. So I'm eager to come back and eager to see the people of the province.
Can you tell us a little bit about the fundraiser event?
It's a fundraiser by the Knights, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, and it's for the Children's Hospital there in Saskatoon. And it just comes on the heels. Our team yesterday, we officially had a day off, but they came in and we visited the Children's Hospitals here in Toronto. And what an impact the players have on those young people, an impact on those young people's parents. And then not only that, but an impact on the caregivers in those hospitals. It was a tremendous and exciting thing. And I'm really looking forward to being part of a great event that would fund a similar kind of a project there in Saskatoon.
That sounds great. Anything for kids is absolutely worth it. Mr. Miller, the CFL is a better place with you in it. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation. It's been my pleasure to be on.
Thank you so much. I still think it's great to see him in the league, although I'm still not sure why he was brought back in the grand scheme of things by Montreal. But like I just said, the league is a much better place with him because he's such a great individual. And I think we were fortunate enough to have him for as long as we did.
Hear, hear.
So I don't think you'll find anybody that has anything negative to say about Cam Miller. And that includes everybody in this room. Just a great, great guy.